I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. The conflict in Gaza is complicated, and so is conversation about the conflict. It's hard to avoid falling into the political language around this violent crisis, but Rami Al-Halasay of Sat7 says the church has to keep her eyes on greater things. That's not to say Christians should remain neutral. In fact, Halasay says that to take a biblical stance is to demand peace.
If we as Christians watch what's happening and we're happy about it, or we're, you know, just neutral about it, then there's something wrong with our faith. Because Jesus says, that's not my spirit. The spirit of Jesus, the spirit of Christ, would weep, would bring us to our knees, and that's our role.
Please pray for peace in the region, courage in Gaza's Christians, safety for the powerless, and opportunity for the gospel. Islam is the second largest religion globally with over 1.9 billion followers. There's also a unique opportunity to join a global prayer movement. MNN's Ruth Kramer has more.
Ramadan, a time of prayer and reflection for Muslims, has just started and will last until April 9th. Jesus' followers are faithfully praying for their Muslim neighbors to be introduced to the hope offered by Jesus alone, and God is answering those prayers. Operation Mobilization shared a story about a man named Abdallah, a doctor living in Egypt. He came to faith by watching a neighbor live out the gospel and then asking him why he was different. During Ramadan, let's ask God to open the eyes and hearts of Muslims worldwide. God can use you to be the neighbor that someone is searching for. At our website, we've got links to the OM Prayer Reach app and to PrayerCast Love Muslims. Ruth Kramer, Mission Network News.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Bibles for the World is giving away a free copy of the book, The Legacy of William Carey. Get your free copy when you click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.